Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
All right, so we're back for another deep dive, and today we're taking a quick look at some of the stories that are popping up in The Juice. So let's jump right in. First up, there's this really interesting story about an author named Jonathan Stanley.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
So his book, Purposeful Performance, it's all about, like, making workplaces more human, you know, less corporate.
Right, treating employees like people.
Yeah, exactly. And the book, it kind of blew up overnight after this video went viral on TikTok.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. This young girl named Ella, she meets Stanley at a bookstore and tells him she wants to be an author someday.
And Stanley's so sweet with her, you know, he's encouraging her and telling her to follow her dreams.
And of course, Ella's mom's recording the whole thing on her phone and throws it up on TikTok.
And bam, it just explodes, like over 77 million views.
Crazy, right? The book sold out everywhere, became an instant Amazon bestseller, all from one little interaction.
It really makes you think about the power of social media, doesn't it? Like, one minute you're just having a nice chat, and the next you're part of this huge viral moment.
Definitely. And, you know, the good example of how these online platforms can really amplify things, whether it's a message or a product or just a random encounter.
Absolutely. All right. So moving on from the world of viral fame, let's talk about some sports.
Sounds good.
So the University of Florida Gators just clinched the 2025 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
Pretty exciting game, too, came down to the wire.
Yeah, they beat the University of Houston Cougars 65-63.
And it wasn't looking good for them for a while there.
Yeah.
Houston had a pretty comfortable lead at one point, like 12 points, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but then Florida managed to pull off this amazing comeback in the second half.
Walter Clayton Jr. was the real star of the show. Sank some clutch shots in those final minutes.
This is actually Florida's third championship title. They also won back in 2006 and 2007.
Yeah, they've always had a strong basketball program. And this year, their offense was just unstoppable, racking up points like crazy.
You know, I think this is a great story to talk about with kids, especially the whole idea of never giving up even when you're down.
Totally. It's all about perseverance and teamwork and, you know, that thrill of a comeback victory. Mm-hmm. It's pretty inspiring stuff.
And on a slightly more serious note, the article also touched on how college athletics are changing with those NIL deals and the whole transfer portal situation.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame now than it was even a few years ago, with athletes being able to profit off their name, image, and likeness and switch schools more easily.
Definitely something to think about and discuss with the kids.
Definitely. All right, so shifting gears a bit, let's talk about a story that's a little heavier. It's about the situation in Haiti.
Yeah, this one's tough. Thousands of people are protesting in Port-au-Prince right now because of the growing power of armed gangs.
Yeah, it's really sad to see the country struggling like this. The violence has gotten so bad that over a million people have been displaced from their homes.
The police and even UN forces haven't been able to control these gangs, and there's a real fear that the government is losing its grip on the country.
It's been a really unstable situation in Haiti, especially since the assassination of the president back in 2021 and then the earthquake that same year.
And it seems like things are just getting worse. The gangs are controlling major roads, and there are reports of kidnappings and killings.
One resident, Stephen Datis, was quoted in the article saying, "It's like living in a war zone."
It's a really complex and heartbreaking situation, and it's important to talk to kids about it in an age-appropriate way, of course.
Absolutely. You know, maybe focus on the impact of violence on communities and how these kinds of conflicts can lead to humanitarian crises.
Right. And it's also a chance to discuss things like international aid and the role of organizations like the UN.
For sure. All right. Well, let's move on to something a little more uplifting. The Juice also featured this really powerful quote by Amanda Gorman.
Oh, yeah. I love Amanda Gorman. "There is always light," she says. "If only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it."
Such a powerful message, right?
Yeah.
And coming from someone like Amanda Gorman, it carries even more weight.
For those who might not know, Amanda Gorman is a young poet and activist who really rose to fame after her performance at President Biden's inauguration back in 2021.
Her words are so inspiring, especially for young people. She talks a lot about hope and resilience and finding your voice.
This particular quote, I think it's a great reminder that even in the darkest of times, there's always some glimmer of light, some reason to keep going.
It's about choosing to see that light. And even more importantly, choosing to be that light for others.
And I think that's a really important message for kids to hear, especially in today's world where it can feel like there's so much negativity and darkness.
Totally. It's all about empowering them to make a difference. to be the change they want to see in the world.
So moving on from poetry, let's talk about something a little more down-to-earth economics.
All right, hit me with it.
So President Trump is still sticking to his guns on those tariffs that the U.S. imposed a while back.
Yeah, those tariffs have been pretty controversial. A lot of people say they're hurting the economy more than they're helping.
The Dow Jones actually dropped quite a bit recently because of worries about the impact of these tariffs.
And there are concerns about things like supply chain disruptions and higher prices for consumers.
One specific example that was mentioned was the Nintendo Switch 2. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the one that's supposed to come out soon.
Well, it looks like the release might be delayed because of these tariffs.
I didn't realize it was affecting things like that.
Apparently, Nintendo's been moving some of its manufacturing to Vietnam to try to get around the tariffs, but it's still causing problems.
That's interesting. You'd think if they're not even manufacturing in China anymore, it wouldn't be an issue. But I guess it's more complicated than that.
Yeah, it just goes to show how interconnected the global economy really is.
For sure. Yeah. So what's Trump's reasoning for sticking with these tariffs?
Well, he still believes they're necessary to protect American jobs and boost domestic manufacturing.
But a lot of economists argue that the negative consequences outweigh the benefits.
Even some of Trump's supporters have come out against these tariffs.
Like Bill Ackman, the investor, and Elon Musk even mentioned something about Milton Friedman's stance on free trade.
Exactly. So it's a great opportunity to talk to kids about how economic policies work, the pros and cons of things like tariffs, and how different people can have very different views on these issues.
Yeah, definitely a good one to get them thinking about.
All right, last but not least, let's talk about something that affects pretty much everyone's sleep.
Yes, the elusive sleep.
So there's this new study out that looked at how using phones before bed impacts sleep in young adults.
Yeah, I saw that one. It's pretty interesting. They surveyed over 45,000 university students in Norway.
And what they found was that for every hour spent on the phone before bed, people lost an average of 24 minutes of sleep.
Yikes, that's a pretty significant chunk of time.
And not only that, but they also found that those who used their phones more before bed were 59% more likely to develop insomnia.
That's pretty alarming.
And here's the thing. It didn't really matter what they were doing on their phones, whether it was social media or games or just browsing the internet.
So it's not so much the content itself, but the act of using the phone that's messing with our sleep.
That's what the researchers believe. They think it has something to do with the blue light emitted from screens, which can disrupt our natural sleep-wake cycle.
Right. The blue light suppresses melatonin production, which is the hormone that helps us feel sleepy.
Exactly. And they also think that using phones before bed can keep our minds active and engaged, which makes it harder to fall asleep.
Plus, there's the whole thing with notifications popping up and keeping us alert even when we're trying to wind down.
Yeah, it's definitely a recipe for sleep deprivation.
So I guess the takeaway here is put those phones away an hour or two before bed.
Easier said than done, right?
Definitely a challenge. But our sleep will thank us for it.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our quick look at some of the stories that students are engaging with on The Juice today.
Hopefully this gives you a starting point for some interesting conversations with your kids or students about these topics.
And maybe it even sparks some ideas for things you want to learn more about yourself.
Exactly. After all, learning is a lifelong journey, right?
That's right. Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.